Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. In this episode, we will be looking at the last year, at 2024. So whether you're listening in 2024 or in 2025, I would like to thank you for listening to the podcast, for being a Gratitude Seeker in the past year, for seeking gratitude and for hanging out with me in the last year. If you're new to the Gratitude Podcast, we have a tradition here. At the end of each year, we think about the things that we are grateful for in a particular way, in a way that's really helpful for us to remember all the beautiful things that have happened in the last year. Taking the time to celebrate them, to appreciate them, and to start the new year with a different vibe. In many cases, we tend to think about all of the bad things that have happened this year. We tend to think about the fact that we are 1 year older, and maybe that there were things that we wished for that didn't happen, or things that we wanted to do or to have that we didn't get to have or do. And when we think about things in this manner, it's really hard to feel optimistic about the new year. We just think about those things that didn't go well, and that's really not the healthiest way of starting the new year. So whether you're listening at the end of 2024 or at the beginning of 2025, my recommendation is you take this time for yourself and do this exercise with us. Since we have this tendency of remembering those things that were challenging, that made us suffer, that made things worse for us in some shape or form, we will do an exercise in which we will remember the good things, the things that made us happy, the things that brought us joy, the experiences that we enjoyed this year, and the moments that make life worth living. So firstly, I will let you know what are the steps, what are some ways in which you can do this. Of course, you can get creative, you can come up with your own ideas or ways of doing this, but there are certain things that we can use to make it simple, easy, so that we can find the time to do it properly. Basically, the most important thing that you will need is your phone or your laptop or your tablet, a pen and a piece of paper, or if you want to write on your device, that's fine as well, from my point of view, and some alone time, some me time. This can mean either being alone by yourself or alone with a person that you feel very comfortable with, that you share the same values, and especially you want to do this exercise with, because they too believe in the power of gratitude. Alternatively, you can use your gratitude journal. So if you've been writing in your gratitude journal, now would be a great time to review your year, to review the things that you've written there, and to relive those moments. But if you haven't been writing in your gratitude journal, you can use your phone, your gallery, to refresh your memory. So if you open your phone gallery, this works for Google Photos, for photos on iOS and on Android devices as well, you can search for January 2024. And the beauty of this is that you will see all of the photos that you've taken in that particular month. It's a really easy and beautiful way of reviewing your year and also of eliciting emotion. When we see pictures, it's much easier for us to connect with the emotion that we felt when we took those pictures. It's very important that we start with a positive mindset, seeking the gratitude, seeking those things that elicit a feeling, a positive feeling, a feeling of gratitude, of joy. And after reviewing the month, we will write down three things that you are grateful for in that particular month. Of course, you can feel free to write as many as you like, but what I've seen in my experience is that three is the sweet spot. One is good, but it doesn't have that much of an impact when you go through all of the year. And more than three can become cumbersome, can become like too much of an effort when you think about the fact that in 12 months you would get like 60 things that you would need to write down. But 36 seems more reasonable, right? So starting with January, review that month from your photos. And when you find those experiences that brought you joy, take your time to relive them, to really appreciate them once more, and then write them down. To make it easier for you, I will share some of my own gratitudes from each month. I will not be sharing all three for each month because I think it will be quite a lot for you to take in, and I believe that the power of this exercise is for you to go through your own personal reasons for being grateful for each month. But I do believe that it can give you some good ideas on what you can write and maybe see that there are some things that are quite simple that you can put there, that they don't need to be like huge things in each month that you can be grateful for. So without further ado, in January of 2024, I'm really grateful that I got to experience New Year's Eve in a new way with some close friends, and we got to see the drone show from midnight from a really good viewpoint on a rooftop in a cozy atmosphere. The second gratitude for January of 2024 is the fact that shortly after New Year's Eve, we went out in nature and we got to reconnect to the silence and the flow of nature. The third gratitude is experiencing for the first time a samadhi tank, a floating tank. If you haven't done this, I totally recommend it. It's basically a bigger bathtub with really, really salty water in which you can float. It's really, really relaxing, and it's a really beautiful way of going inwards, of disconnecting to the technology and everything, and you basically feel like a newborn afterwards. The temperature is just right, at least for me it was, and the beautiful part about it is the fact that it's effortless, like you just go in there and you float. It was even more special for me because I did it on my birthday. And yeah, it's a really wonderful experience that I totally recommend. So these are my top three. Of course, I have more, but I don't want to bore you with them. As you can see, there are experiences. There are things that are out of the ordinary, but also things that are ordinary from some points of view, like going out in nature, but that are really special for me personally, because as you know, probably by now, I really love nature. I love being out in nature and reconnecting. And even though it's something simple and it's thankfully quite close by, for me, it's something special that I'm grateful for. One of the things that are guaranteed to connect you to gratitude is going out in nature. I love nature. And seeing how much plastic waste we are producing made me think of ways of cutting back. One thing I'm always throwing in my recycling is those huge laundry detergent bottles. But did you know, 500 million of those bottles end up in landfills and oceans every single year? That's why I made the switch to EarthBreeze laundry sheets. They come in plastic-free packaging, so they're more eco-friendly than traditional detergent. It's an easy way to get clean clothes without all the plastic waste. Get 40% off with your subscription at earthbreeze.com/gratitude. That's earthbreeze.com/gratitude. I've also included a link in the resources section of this episode so that you can easily access it with just one tap. This show is sponsored by Liquid IV. You know by now that my favorite beverage is water. It keeps me going physically, mentally, and emotionally. Keeping hydrated is key, especially during the holidays when we're always on the go. From the cold outside to the much too hot interiors, we tend to sweat and to forget about the core good habits that end up making us feel drained. With convenient packets of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier or Sugar-Free Hydration Multiplier, you get 8 vitamins and nutrients, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, and no artificial sweeteners. Making a smoothie or a fruit juice can be cumbersome, but with the true to fruit flavors, you and your family will keep hydrated in a much more enjoyable way. Dare, pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Powered by LIV HydraScience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Even more so, it's non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Stay hydrated through the holidays with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code GRAT at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code GRAT at liquidiv.com. So like I said, after you identified those 3 gratitudes from January, you write them down. The beauty of writing them down is that you will get at the end of this exercise a beautiful overview of the year. What's even more beautiful, aside from this, is that you will see some patterns. You will see that there are certain activities that bring you joy. There are certain people that bring you joy. And you will see that there are certain things that deserve your attention, that deserve your time, and you can make sure that in the next year you will prioritize them, because you'll know that at the end of the next year they will be on your gratitude list. So for me, a clear pattern is the fact that I love going out in nature. And one of the gratitudes from February, for instance, is going out in nature and meeting an orange cat that we called Garfield. So on our usual walk, we see a really well camouflaged cat. And like many orange cats, it was a bit different, let's say. At first, it didn't seem very friendly. Like it would just ignore us, even though we were quite friendly. But afterwards, we couldn't get rid of it. It followed us all around, so much so that we asked the neighbors from the nearby houses if they know whose cat this is. We found out that it's actually the neighborhood's cat, and that basically everyone is feeding him, but nobody owns him. It was big and healthy, and it seemed pretty happy to be on the hills. But for us, it was something really special because it had a really soft voice, and in its own quirky way, it was quite friendly and quite sweet. In March, I'm grateful for the rebirth of nature, for all of the beautiful colors that we get to experience. And one of the biggest reasons for gratitude for me in March was the fact that my brother bought his own car. And the part that was even more beautiful was the fact that I got to go with him on his first ride. I was very proud of him and very happy for his accomplishment. In April, we got to visit Cyprus for the first time. And I'm very grateful for the fact that we were very inspired to go in April because the weather was perfect. It wasn't too hot and it wasn't too crowded. And the place was amazing. I've only seen water so blue and so clean in Bali, in exotic places, basically. I loved the fact that we could walk for miles by the seaside. And we also had some amazing beaches very close to where we stayed. So I definitely recommend Cyprus and I recommend Ayia Napa. This is the place there that we stayed most in Cyprus. And there really are quite a lot of reasons, quite a lot of things that I can mention here. I loved the food, I loved the views. And of course, I love the cats. There are many, many, many cats on the streets and they're quite friendly. And they really made our evening walks more delightful. In May, I'm grateful for, again, nature, going out in nature and enjoying time with family, for being able to persuade them to go out in nature as well, and for having beautiful memories outside the comfort of our home. As for June, I don't know if you know this about me, but I also love sports. And after many, many years, the Romanian national team qualified for the 2024 Euros. And in June, I went out and watched the games with several other hundreds of people. And even though nobody was giving us any chances, the surprises kept coming. We won the first match 3-0 with some amazing goals and a great team play. And the atmosphere was absolutely amazing. We ended up winning the group and the whole country was so proud and happy, managing to put the differences beside and just be proud of being Romanian. So I'm really happy that I was inspired enough to go and watch the games, even though most people wouldn't have given us any chances. In July, one of the experiences that made me really grateful was going on trip to a cabin near the woods that had a jacuzzi outside, being able to be in a bathtub and also outside with the fresh air and the birds chirping. It was really something else. In August, one of the things that I'm really grateful for is that we took the time to go for a massage, for a couple's massage actually. It's been something that we wanted to do for quite a while, but we kept postponing because different kind of chores and priorities and tasks. But we finally found the time to do it. So definitely recommend the experience, even if you might feel that you don't have the time. It really makes you look at the world in a different way, and the way you feel in your body after it is just amazing. In September, I'm really grateful that we got to enjoy the seaside in Sweden. It's really underrated, but with the climate change, the temperatures there are great for basking in the sun. Plus, you get a really nice city to visit in Malmö. They have many beautiful parks, great food, and the seaside is beautiful. In October, one of the things that I'm really grateful for is that we went for a 1-hour trip to some beautiful canyons that we have really close by, that we got to be in nature and eat outside and enjoy the fresh air and the beautiful views. In November, we had an amazing experience going to Jacob Lee's concert. I don't know if you know about him. He's an Australian singer and songwriter that has some really deep, beautiful songs. And out of all of the places in the world where he could have concerted in, he came to our city. And it was an amazing experience in which we got to discover new artists as well and enjoy the experiences that they have created for us. As for December, ever since I watched Home Alone the first few times, I dreamt of going to a Christmas concert. I went to a few, but they were quite far away from Christmas. But this year, it was very, very close to the day of Christmas. And it was divine. I teared up so many times, and it gave me such a beautiful feeling for many days afterwards. There was a big choir, lots of classical instruments, and many, many talented people that I could feel that they loved being there and that they loved caroling. So these are some of my reasons to feel grateful for 2024. What are yours? Go through each month, select three, and write them down. And at the end, look at your year and feel the gratitude. And take that gratitude into the new year, making it an even better and even more beautiful than the last. Thank you for listening. I wish you an amazing 2025, and I hope that you stick around and continue to seek gratitude.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.